This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, North Korea today saying it would launch a nuclear attack on America if provoked. President Trump responding to the threat by urging China to get involved via the following tweets. Quote, I explained to the president of China that a trade deal with the U.S. will be far better for them if they solve the North Korean problem. Also, North Korea is looking for trouble. If China decides to help, that would be great. If not, though, we will solve the problem without them, USA. Joining us now is Institute for the Study of War Naval Analyst Chris Harmer. He was a commander in the U.S. Navy with multiple combat tours in the Middle East. Chris, good to see you. On Sunday, Vice President Pence arrives in Seoul, Korea. That is about the same time at which the USS Vinson arrives there with the support of ships, with the destroyers, et cetera. I think the message that we're sending is we don't need the Chinese. Every other administration since the time North Korea became nuclearized said we have to have the Chinese to stop it. I think what we're saying is we can do it without the Chinese.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point. There's two observations here. First is the People's Republic of China loves to portray itself as if it had some level of consequential influence over the DPRK leadership. I think recent events have shown that the People's Republic of China leadership has far less influence over DPRK leadership than they take credit for. So I think it's a wise move to disassociate our strategy via North Korea from our strategy with PRC to the extent where we say, look, you want to help us, help us. If you don't, we'll take care of the problem.
And particularly after last week. I mean, we've got a certain credibility after Syria that we didn't have before.
Yeah, so one of the things that drives me nuts when I listen to people talk about strategy is to say we need a political solution. There is no political solution, right, or there is no diplomatic solution unless there is either a military solution or military credibility associated with it.
In other words, the generals surrounding this crazy dictator, Kim, are not going to commit suicide, but they have to be sure that somebody outside would be there to help them. And so far, the U.S. has been a very unsteady ally.
Yeah, it's just impossible to understand the internal machinations of the DPRK leadership. We know that from our perspective, they're crazy. What they do is completely counterproductive to their economic interests, their strategic interests. They're completely isolated. So there's really no way to credibly influence their decision-making process.
All right. One final word on their threat. There was a time way back in the 1960s, the late 60s, when a U.S. naval ship, the USS Pueblo, was taken over. The crew members, I think there were about 60 of them, were held hostage for a period of time by the North Koreans. I don't think there's any danger. I mean, the ships that we are sending there now would not be surrounded by North Korea and overtaken by North Korea as the Pueblo was, right?
No, that'd be a very short gunfight if any North Korean naval vessels went up against the carrier strike group.
You almost hope in a way that they would, just so that we could blow them out of the water. They're so crazy.
Yeah, there's no almost on my end. I'd love to see it.
Chris Harmer, I'm with you. Thank you, sir. Good to see you. Appreciate it.
This is the dangerous part of bravado. You know, you got to be careful with this kind of stuff. I mean, you could light up something more than you expected. So much of the government, what they do, you get all these unintended consequences. We do everything we can to avoid war for obvious reasons, but we need to be careful. You know, this is almost a little bit of shades of Iraq in terms of underestimating who your enemy is and what kind of consequences that you will have here. This is, you know, what is causing many of us to ponder. This isn't one of those things where you're just going to blow somebody out of the water. You know, this is very tenuous. We know that the leadership of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, is such that he is unstable. And he's going to do everything he can to protect his ego and his position in his own country. I think we need to tread very carefully in this situation because we could end up dealing with a lot more than we expected to. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. The conversation continues. Chime in. Let us know your thoughts.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Well, I'll tell you, hear this conversation, how loosely it can be, you know, in this Fox report about let's just blow people out of the water. I don't know about you. I mean, are you comfortable with that kind of perspective? Of course, in the grand scheme of things, that is the nature of the First Amendment, is that you've got a lot of ideas flying around, and as we often say, in the absence of fact or the truth, opinion rules, and there's lots of opinions flowing around here. We'll open up the phone lines right now. If you want to chime in, let us know your thoughts, 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. Let us know what you think about this, because at this point, that's where we are. Without, you know, the backdrop of information, the confidential information the president has, and our military generals and that sort of thing, there's, a lot left up to speculation. You know, I think we shouldn't get carried away here because of what happened in Syria. Yes, the president made a big statement. He was out there. I'm a Teddy Roosevelt kind of guy, where you walk softly, carry a big stick. You know, let them see the big stick. But once you start waving that stick, I mean, you got to let it go all the way. And this is part of the challenge that we've had in this country, is that we just, do we have the nerve? I mean, we're going head to head. This is a serious game of chicken here. You got two countries with nuclear weapons. You know, what if Kim Jong-un decides, okay, look it, you know, you guys have ticked me off, I've had enough of you, and it doesn't seem that China wants to really jump into the deep end of the pool here. You know, they move troops to the border. Are they doing it, as we said yesterday, are they doing it to protect, to protect North Korea? Are they doing it, an adversarial move against the United States? Maybe, President Xi didn't like dessert after all at Mar-a-Lago. We don't know for sure what is going on here. If there's some back-channel conversation between the president and their president, I'm talking about President Xi, that gives Donald Trump some comfort here. But here he is moving an armada, as he says. It's just a beautiful thing. Gosh. Moving an armada to the coastline of North Korea, more or less just, calling the question and threatening them. Is that really wise, especially in light of, we may have had a little bit of success, and he may have gone up a notch or two in popularity and internationally. Now they're going, whoa, this isn't Barack Obama. And, but let's not get carried away here. I think things still need to be measured. There's so much that we don't know, particularly as it relates to Syria and all the confusion that's going on there. I mean, it seems that Russia has chosen, as Secretary Tillerson said, has made a poor choice in coming alongside Assad. And because all their eggs, all their future and everything that they've invested is in Bashar al-Assad. Now, Bashar Assad, does he end up in the Geneva courts for war crimes? Quite possibly. And then what are we talking about here? You've got a Shiite-run, and you see, and this is some of the stuff that's missing in this nuance here. And unless you're Muslim and you understand the Shiite-Sunni conflict, I mean, it's like the Hatfields and McCoys, you know, that goes on between the Shiites and Sunnis. And that is still there. It may be hidden for a time because they have a common enemy in ISIS, but there's more to this, and it's more nuanced, and this has been going on for thousands of years. And we think we're going to come alongside and think we're going to fix this. I mean, this is all, it's all laughable. The people to fix it are the people themselves, just like we were the ones here in America. It was the people here in America said, look, we want something a little bit different. We know we don't want that. This is what we want. And it was a decided difference that they came together on. And they were willing to put it all on the line, their very lives, fall on the sword, so to speak. And this is what it's coming down to. Yes, the Arab Springs happened, and there was some momentum, but what happened in many cases, there wasn't enough momentum. There wasn't enough conviction. There wasn't enough desire to put it all on the line and fall on the sword. Yes, many people died, but you need that critical mass. You need that leadership that takes you to the next level, that gives you that dream, that possible vision of what it can be. And what the people defaulted to, and the ruling classes there in the Middle East understood this. Look, they've been indoctrinated for thousands of years. Even as little children, they grew up knowing certain rules. This is what it was all about for them. So is it easier to get them to gravitate to that philosophy that is consistent with how they've been indoctrinated, how they've been raised, or is there something new for them to go to? Was there a leader speaking out above the oppression of, the Muslim religion that could give them some form of democratic hope and democratic rule? Well, clearly that wasn't the case, and here it is. And then you had the radicals that wanted to take it the next step further and say, look, you're not Muslim enough. You know, if you're really a Muslim in the name of Allah, you're going to go and start wiping out all the infidels, because according to their timeline, they felt like this is the time. They had to make way for the Mahdi, and they're coming in. You know, their ultimate prophet is coming back to save the Muslim world, to rule the world, and make Jesus bow at his feet. That is the belief that they have. And there will be a time. There will be a time when that proposition is confronted by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we'll see who's going to bow before whom. And that will be a day to behold. And it will be a frightening day for those who find themselves on the wrong side. As it is a bit frightening right now, you know, as you look at the forecast of what's going on here with Russia conceivably being on the wrong side, Rex Tillerson says that clearly Putin is on the wrong side in picking a Shiite leader who is on his way out, that has done all this damage to Sunnis, which the majority of Muslims are Sunni. And he's wiped him out. And here's Russia, you know, so what are we going to do? How are they going to control the Sunnis, but with more oppression, a different form of oppression? Wow. I mean, that's putting a round peg in a square hole. I think it's a no-win proposition. I don't know how they get there. So right now, the chaos reigns, and maybe it gives them time to think about it. I mean, I know maybe, you know, for some of you, you say, well, you know, why should I think about this? Well, the reason we should think about it is because we have refugees coming to our country. And we have a lot of fake news going out there. And, of course, now it's obvious that, you know, we've always known Russia has been known for their propaganda. But now they're just saying, hey, we're going to come out with it even more so. I mean, they've unleashed the fake news hounds. So now we're going to be surrounded with a lot of manure, if you know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. So you have to be discerning of the times and discerning of what is going on here. And more than anything else, I believe we got to pray. Pray 91, Psalm 91. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. It is Easter week here in America. Thank you for joining us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Wake me up inside. Wake me up inside. Come on, baby, save me from the dark. Bend my blood to run before I come under. Save me from the nothing I've become.
Bill Martinez live.
Passengers reacting to flight attendants on board an American Airlines jet. after the crew tried to remove a woman before takeoff. The woman said she didn't hear a male flight attendant asking her to take her seat in the crowded aisle until he started yelling at her, threatening to kick her off the plane. Moments later, after she was seated, a female flight attendant came to remove her.
You're so mean to me. I didn't do it. Oh,
my gosh. I'm sorry. I have to
let you
get off the plane.
By now, the woman was crying.
This can't be legal.
If you don't come up, I'm going to have to call the officer.
That didn't sit well with her fellow passengers.
Are you serious?
Well, it's the last time I've done that. You just lost a lot of customers.
In the end, the woman gave in. American Airlines told the Washington Post they were in contact with the passenger and had apologized. On this U.S. Airways flight, a disabled Vietnam veteran was removed for not putting his golden retriever service dog on the floor for takeoff instead of in the seat.
I'm legally in the right by ADA law. This is a service animal, and he can ride with me any place.
And when crew members told him the pilot won't take off,
get the hell away from me. I don't care. Get away from me. Please.
The veteran stood and made his case to passengers.
I've earned the right to have this service animal because of my service to this country in Vietnam, so I'm sorry, but I'm not budging.
He and his dog were still removed by an officer and rebooked for the next day. Cell phones appear to be a clear trigger for removal. This woman was talking on hers on a Spirit Airlines jet.
Did you lie? Stop it! Stop!
So was this woman. This passenger says Spirit kicked her off a flight because of her cleavage. Another passenger backed that up.
Two or three times people came over and said, they're still not covered up enough. She said, well, if you give me a blanket, I'll put it across my chest. I can't help it. These are my breasts.
The airline said the woman had been drinking, though that same fellow passenger said she wasn't acting drunk or misbehaving. The woman's lawyer told us the case may end up in court. This woman says she was banned from flying, too, because of how she was dressed. The JetBlue passenger was told her outfit was inappropriate.
I was told that it's the pilot's final say.
So she purchased pajama bottoms to cover up for the trip home to Seattle.
I felt very disrespected.
In the end, JetBlue offered her a $162 flight credit. But she said she just wants the airline to offer sensitivity training. Randy Kay, CNN. New York.
So much for the friendly skies, huh, Scott? Ground crews, I mean, this is just, what is going on? I mean, this is absolute madness. And I got to tell you, I was on a flight, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not, coming back from California to Florida, and there was a group from Romania, and they were a Christian band. They were going to a church in Florida. They were going to play to church. And there was one of the members got in a little bit of a tussle with the flight attendant. This was before takeoff. He had a problem with the seating. He was uncomfortable and doesn't speak the language. So right off the bat, you've got somebody who is a foreigner, doesn't speak the language, and it's not coming across. You know, when people don't communicate, it can get a little forceful. Because what happens when people don't understand you? One of the first things that happens, people talk louder. You know, it's like, wait a minute, I couldn't understand you when you're speaking soft. Now, just because you speak louder doesn't mean I'm going to understand you all the more. But it raises the level of agitation and concern.
That's not the way it works?
I'm sorry.
Somebody should have told my parents.
Yes, right, exactly. Or my wife. That's a whole other story.
Oh, hey, she heard that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm just kidding, honey, just kidding. Anyway, so what ended up happening is, you know, once the flight attendants decide that, you know, you're some sort of perceived threat and they want you off the plane, they've got all power and authority and you are off the plane. There's no negotiating. I mean, try as they might. They not only removed this guy, but they removed the entire party. 12 people. They just walked him off the plane and rescheduled him just for this one, you know, which I thought was a misunderstanding. I mean, and I, there was a little bit of, you know, the conflict happened right next to me. And it was a little uncomfortable when the guy grabbed the ticket out of the gal's hands. He was, you know, frustrated.
Which, you know, if they aren't abusing it, the power that they're given there, that's something that I'm willing to give them. But the point is like, as this report just showed, this isn't just one airline that's overstepping boundaries here, mm-hmm. and forgetting, you know, customer service is their primary. That's the primary purpose of the flight attendant.
Customer service and protection, and they're seeing it from a standpoint of, like you said, they've given them a lot of authority these days to say in not only in customer service but in customer safety. And where do we want? Do we want to have this problem on the ground, or do we want to have the problem on the air? Because you know, once you're in the air, you have limited options. I mean, what are you going to do? Handcuff somebody to their chair? Get some duct tape and tie him down or whatever, you know, kind of thing. So it's this is problematic, and the fact that people are contentious. Of course, what I love, Scott, I heard this last night, is you know why people are acting up?
Well, did they try and blame it on Trump?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. It's a Trump factor. I mean, it's kind of like before. Remember when there was problems? It was all about the sequester. It didn't matter. You know, if the moon wasn't mooning correctly or whatever, it's sequester. Sequester is a problem. Now it's the Trump factor. I go, you got to, come on. You
know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. in this particular situation, no question, Delta, United, all these other airlines, these are crisis management issues. They need to figure out and get on the same page, because obviously, as this is reported by CNN, I appreciate the work that they did, that they spread this out to say, look, it's much deeper than somebody not wearing, you know, I mean, somebody wearing leggings to come on, or in this particular case where United and you're dragging a professional, you're dragging a doctor, mm-hmm. and then they want to bring in the doctor's pass and
former doctor, by the way.
Yeah, former doctor. So now that makes him less than, and somehow validates this treatment. And you know, that's ridiculous. Look at does anybody need to be dragged off a plane? You know, I would say, look at if you're asked to leave, you want to for the sake of civility, be able to be removed and negotiate some sort of deal back at the desk, not in the middle of an airplane where you're being dragged off the airplane like this. I mean, this is this is terrible. I mean, how would you feel on the rest of that flight? It's like
uneasy.
United says, really, all drinks uneasy. All drinks on us, and the bar is open. Man, it's just craziness.
Well, and that's the other thing is I'm obviously, they do this with everything, to where anytime something happens, they always try and bring up whoever the victim is, they try and bring up his past.
Right.
They do it on a lot of things. For me, I'll fly United. I mean, this is I always think there's learning points. If I'm willing to give people second chances, third chances, I'm willing to extend that to companies as well.
Well, the airline industry is so big, you're going to extend it. And you just hope that along the way, it's a message to the airline company, hey, be nicer for passengers. Be nicer. It's stressful sometimes. I understand traveling. You know, the stress level can go up. But we are fellow citizens here. Let's try to make this work out. And sensitivity training, I agree, all the way around, huh? Let's open the bar to sensitivity training. Why not? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is Amazing Grace. This is Amazing Love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Are you surprised this whole discussion, about airlines and what is going on over, you know, what's turning out to be the unfriendly skies? And was it Saturday night or Jimmy Kimmel? Jimmy Kimmel did a spin. Oh, my goodness. It was so irreverent but funny. But sadly true as well. I mean, that this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And, of course, forget about this stuff. I mean, it's idiotic to say, well, it's because of Donald Trump. But, you know, for some people it gives them some sense. Because, you know, that's I guess that's the question. You know, why is this going on? You know, why are people so upset that they're having to be dragged down the aisle? I mean, we're talking a former doctor here. Still, somebody with some professional credentials and you think some civility and being raised in such a way, but you have to be so violated, even in the case of, somebody that served us militarily in Vietnam, who's there with a service dog, and somebody makes a big deal.
I think it's... I'm
sure he paid for the seat or something, the seat next to him. He wasn't, you know... So what's the big problem?
Yeah, I think this is pushback. Yeah. For many years now, people have seemed to think that it's okay because they're a customer, that they can just demand that people, you know, I'm a paying customer, you have to treat me nice, and I don't have to do anything for you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just the lack of civility as a whole.
And civility, to your point, it's a two-way street. It just doesn't happen one way or another, right?
Oh,
I mean, here you got
so.
People doing a job, I mean, just what you want. I used to talk to the people on my staff and say, You got to look at it in terms of making someone's day. What are you doing to contribute to the making of someone's day? And because sometimes, depending, and probably more than sometimes when you're traveling, as I mentioned, it can be stressful. People get, a little short-tempered, and things can get out of hand. But you've got to diffuse that. And that is that's when you know you got a good employee who knows how to diffuse that sort of thing, not exacerbate, not sit there and stand on the rules and ceremony. All you had to do is, you just make a note to it, and then when this guy lands, somebody talks to the military guy, say, hey, look, this was a problem. We need you to respect this, and these are the rules. If you bring a service dog on, we need to make sure that dog is lying down on the floor, not up in the seat. And unless somebody's paid for the seat and they've got some sort of special harness like they do in the, I would think could be a logical, solution to that as well. And I don't know if that was the case, but still, here it is. You've got something accelerated to the point that you've got somebody standing up and preaching, to the rest of the, people there when they all just want to get from point A to point B in the safest, most efficient way possible, and not deal with a lot of negative energy here, because things are already, like I say, they can be already tense enough as it is. And, hey, look, get there, get on the plane, have your peanuts and your drinks, and, get to your destination without all this drama. But, in addition to all these other things that are going on, and like I said, I'm surprised we're still talking about this. But this is something that needs to be processed, no doubt. Another story that I was just reading about this morning, Scott, is the government now is forcing American travelers to hand over cell phones and passwords for inspection. I mean, what is all the and what they're saying, the TSA is saying, well, it's no different than looking at your luggage. No, it is different.
It's very different.
Yeah.
It's very different. For one, most of the things in my luggage I will put on and wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But if somebody asks me for my phone, that's a whole different thing,
right?
Now you're asking, the phone is personal. As silly as that sounds, my phone is my personal.
Well, of course.
I mean, I got all the conversations I had with my friends, and I mean, as you found out a few years ago from the NFL players, mm-hmm. when they got the phone, you saw the conversations between two football players. Mm. I mean, me and my friends.
Well, there's basketball players.
Yeah,
and all athletes, stuff like this that goes on and on. You're exactly right. I mean, it's not open for public purview. This is the whole fight that we have right now with the NSA, all this data mining that's taken place, all in the name of, the Patriots Act of 2001 after 9/11. All this stuff's going on. Okay, where does this begin? Where does this end? How do we protect our rights? And the thing is, Scott, kind of like what we were talking with Michael Connelly yesterday, if people aren't willing to stand up and take a stand against this, government encroachment continues. This is supposed to be a government of, for, by, we the people. We're the bosses. You got to understand this. We are the bosses. They serve at our behest. But if we don't hold on to our rightful constitutional position, then shame on us. And this is what's happening, is we're continuing to lose our rights. And the TSA coming in and just saying, hey, I got an idea. Somebody came up with this idea and said, we should be able to check phones. Well, wait a minute. We just went through this big deal about a terrorist in San Bernardino and went to Apple and all this stuff. We couldn't get, they couldn't get the password to get in, to get beyond the encryption so that they could figure out what was going on. And there was a big controversy. But after it was all said and done, is that even for the sake of something like this, a terrorist action, the government doesn't have a right to do that. I mean, it's one thing if you are, if you're not a citizen, all bets off. I agree with that. But if you're a citizen, you're covered by the Constitution, and there has to be due process. You just can't go around and, start breaking into people's phones.
Well, I'm pretty sure we have a right that says that we can't be illegally searched, right?
Yep, exactly.
So I'm pretty sure we're covered on that as American citizens. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously, we talked a couple weeks ago how they're trying to apply the Constitution to everybody around the world at this point, which is ridiculous. Because they were saying that it's, you know, well, you know, people coming from other countries, well, you know, they're protected by this too. Mm-hmm. And so obviously they're trying to distort who's protected by what. But I know for sure that I'm protected by it. I know you're protected by it because we're American citizens.
Exactly. Well, and but again, if we're not going to say anything and push back on these issues, you know, dare I say more people are going to get dragged off the plane. You know, these kind of increasing incidences of, you know, you're coming in from out of country. And, you know, in this particular case, this was being reported by NPR. A U.S. citizen NASA engineer recently gets singled out for an inspection, for such an inspection like we're talking about. He's returning from a trip to South America. This guy's got a NASA, you know, which is a secured phone. And he goes, I can't give this to you. You know, this is all, you know, protected. I'm, you know, I'd be in violation of my job to do this. Well, you know, TSA is going, no. I mean, you know, we're the kings and rulers of travel here. And, you know, it's like, it just seems that some of these people, as you know, to your point, are getting carried away. In thinking that, you know, they're right, they have a right to drag people off. And here it is, I mean, for United Airlines paying a big price. What did they lose, $1 billion yesterday?
Over $1 billion yesterday. And, wow. You know, people, my friends laugh at me all the time, but I'm a very big believer in the golden rule.
Yeah.
Do unto others the way you want to have done, that you want done to you.
Exactly.
It's very simple. I learned it in kindergarten. It's stuck with me ever since, and I treat people the way I want to be treated.
Yeah, well, that's that, you know, from the school of the sandbox, I say, the things that we learned in the sandbox at kindergarten, right? And, you know, you think they don't apply, but they do. And when we violate those, we got people being dragged off the plane and a lot of people being upset and big businesses losing lots of money. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, good to have you along with us at 14 before the top of the hour. Remember to get involved in the conversation as easy as hashtag BMLTalk. James Herson, speaking of easy, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. I didn't mean anything other than that, okay? So don't hold it against me in a court of court of law. Hey, James,
no,
how you doing?
No problem.
Hey, well, we got our ninth justice in position. All is well, except for peace in the Middle East.
Yes, and it's divided Trump supporters greatly. In that, because, you know, the America First motto appears to be somewhat in jeopardy, but, you know, there's almost universal praise for the almost 60 Tomahawk cruise missiles
exactly
that were launched, mainly because of the contrast between what the Obama administration did with the phony red line and what Trump did with a very quick, very decisive, and well-executed military action. But that doesn't stop the Hollywood left from going crazy, as, you know, and some of the media was divided, but those that really hate Trump, it doesn't matter what he does, they're going to find the downside. So all of a sudden, the Hollywood left was invoking this document that they seem to not care about most of the time, the Constitution. And it started on The View with Joy Behar and Sonny Hostin, the co-hosts of The View, the liberal co-hosts.
Yeah, those are two legal minds that are beyond comparison.
Yeah, really. I think Sonny Hostin actually is a lawyer, but her legal mind, I think she left behind.
Okay.
And it's, but the idea was that they were debating, you know, that Trump, not debating, they were asserting that Trump's act was unconstitutional because he didn't go to Congress first for a one-off attack like that. And there's tons of historical precedent. There's Supreme Court cases, and there's the War Powers Act of 1973 that say otherwise.
Right.
But in the discussion, Joy Behar said, she came up with an excuse because she said, well, Obama would have acted, but he couldn't get Congress, the Republicans in Congress, to approve it. And if he had acted, they would have impeached him. Now, this is weird because Joy Behar was bringing up the topic of impeachment regarding President Trump.
Was she confusing Maxine Waters? Maxine Waters is a Democrat. She's not a Republican, okay? She's the only one that says the I word these days, you know? So.
Oh, yeah, but says it almost every day.
Exactly.
But
right.
Obama, who could have been impeached over and over again for his DREAM Act executive order, for a number of lawless acts, for transferring money at midnight, cash at midnight, there's a whole bunch of things that under normal circumstances, if President Obama hadn't been had the historical significance that he had, they would have impeached him. But Joy Behar said if he had launched the cruise missiles, they would have impeached him, which is just utterly ridiculous.
Yes.
And, you know, then Hostin joins in and starts calling Trump a dictator. And then on the social media, a whole host of Hollywood celebrity lefties basically came up with liberal cliches and stuff that's not worth repeating, but mainly just saying that Trump is just a dictator, he's garbage, he's a pig, et cetera, et cetera, and that this was wrong. What's amazing is all of these people supported Hillary Clinton for president. And isn't it ironic? Hillary Clinton was in an interview at a women's event, and her first interview, by the way, since the election loss. And what did she say? She said, we should bomb the Syrian airfields. This was just a couple of hours before President Trump authorized it. And so Hollywood is so confused, their memory is so selective that they don't even know who they're supporting.
Well,
and
you got to love, this is what you have to love about the liberals. I mean, who needs reality TV? I mean, you know, just plug into the latest episode of The View or any number of news.
Well, all the late night shows, basically.
Right.
It's a constant rant. We didn't really lose Trump, Putin, Trump, Russia, and that's all it is. But you don't know where the comedy is and where the nonfiction is, because when you turn on MSNBC, you've got Lawrence O'Donnell talking about conspiracy theories that have absolutely no evidence, kind of claiming that Putin may have engineered this whole thing. You know, it's like, he'll find a way, no matter, even if it goes against Russian interests, Putin is playing theater. But here's what they forgot. The Obama administration said that the chemical weapons had been removed from Syria. Going back 2014, John Kerry said it.
Mm-hmm.
As recently as 2017, that bastion of honesty, National Security Advisor of the Obama administration, Susan Rice, said it.
Right.
We know not to believe anything she says.
Mm.
But, moreover, we just had an Obama official admit it over the weekend on the Sunday shows that they knew that Syria still had chemical weapons, yet they went out and told the American people, essentially to cover up for Obama's fecklessness in not enforcing his own red line. They said, well, we don't have to enforce the red line because we managed to negotiate those chemical weapons out of Syria, and Russia has taken them away, and that turned out to be the same kind of lie that they told before. That it reminds me of the video in Benghazi
all over again.
Yes, and it's the same people.
Yeah.
So this, and guess what? The media is, the mainstream media is not reporting this. They're not reporting that Obama lied and knew that he was lying, and that his people in the form of John Kerry, Susan Rice, also lied. There are documents that prove it, that they knew it. James Clapper in front of Congress said that there were gaps and inconsistencies in Syria's declaration that they no longer had chemical weapons. Well, you know, I guess the scholarly term for the response to that is, duh.
Yeah, right. Well, what happened to trust and verify?
Exactly.
They didn't want to verify
because what they wanted to do was paper over Obama's lack of action. And now, especially, they don't know what to do because what Trump has done, those that praise Trump can't help but compare him with Obama in the form of cartoons, in the form of social media memes. And it really makes Obama look bad, so bad that people are talking about this and not talking about the spying allegation and Susan Rice, which is going to come back. Obama's legacy is looking really threatened.
Well, Jimmy Carter is saying thank you, President Obama.
He's
now in the main after all the incompetent things that have happened with the Obama administration. This thing was so bad on so many levels, James, that, you know, Putin looks bad on it. Assad looks bad. Barack Obama looks bad. All the Democrats look bad. The only one that looks good here is Trump.
And we go all the way back to the Bill Clinton administration and the really feckless negotiations with North Korea, which have gone on for decades, when nothing was done. And now, after one meeting with China, we have an aircraft carrier and a destroyer moving into the area near North Korea, and reportedly, we have Chinese troops moving toward the North Korean border and the Chinese agreeing on concessions involving their trade practices. This is also lost in the debate about about Syria, is that we seem to have a president that is showing power and decisiveness, and we're seeing things change on the world stage. If China is actually going to militarily do a show of force against Kim Jong-un, that is a marvelous, miraculous, wonderful thing in terms of the new reality that we have in the foreign theater. And we're talking about two of the worst hotspots in the world right now, Syria and North Korea.
Exactly. And James, you talk about China. China doesn't want North Korea going off the skids here. They've got a real Kim Jong-un back. If they don't, I mean, what could happen here would be astronomical. It is lose-lose for everybody, all for the sake of some egocentric young little spoiled brat. And this would not be good on any level. So China has almost no choice here. We're talking damage beyond our comprehension.
And there's a lot of talk about, you know, the tug of war in the White House staff.
Yes.
And what we're really seeing, and it's not talked about, you know, they keep talking about President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. But what's really happening are these generals that the president put together, and it's Mattis, Kelly, and McMasters. Mm-hmm. And McMasters, in particular, is a military strategy scholar that influenced David Petraeus. And I think what they're seeing is that the options that they are coming up with are well thought through, and they know how to make these options work if they execute them.
Well, James, we're out of time, but I'll tell you, for another day, and no question about it, there's a lot to be discussed, which you just started to open up right there. So we're going to have to call time out on that. We'll talk about it next week. I'm sure we will. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Hunter.